This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with that developing story out of Indianapolis, Indiana, we've been telling you about for the past hour or so. Police in the city say 8 people shot and killed and several others injured late Thursday night at a FedEx facility near the airport. Police at a news conference not too long ago said the suspected shooter took his own life. It is unclear how many people have been shot or all of their conditions, but multiple victims have been transported to various hospitals in the area. Police also said it's too early to determine if the shooter was an employee at FedEx. We'll continue to keep you up to date with the very latest as the information becomes available. President Joe Biden is welcoming Japan's Prime Minister to the White House later today in his first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader, a choice that reflects Biden's emphasis on strengthening alliances to deal with a more assertive China and other global challenges. Biden and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also intend to look to counter messaging from Chinese President Xi Jinping that America and democracies in general are on the decline. The Biden administration calls managing U.S. policies toward the Indo-Pacific, where China under Xi is flexing growing economic and military power, the primary challenge for the United States. Meantime, the United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Via remote, this is